the 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Another day. Where are we? Is this Wednesday? Today's Thursday, isn't it, right? Is today Thursday or Wednesday?
Thursday. It is.
What a weird week.
Thursday, the 3rd of March, 2011. I am absolutely, positively...
Come on.
Going, nope.
Come on.
Absolutely. I'm just up to here with this Charlie Sheen stuff. And I'm in New York City this morning. I'm looking at some of the stuff that's on some of the television screens here where I am, and the analysts and the psychologists and the dermatologists. Why in the world? Other than, it's a train wreck, and people are happy to, look at some guy as he jumps off a cliff, hoping he's going to land on a rock instead of in the water. It's just sick. It really is. The whole damn thing is sick. And I will tell you something. There are so many other things going on in the world that are more interesting. I don't know, more interesting, but they're
more impactful on our lives.
Right. For example, the Supreme Court yesterday, if this doesn't contribute to the revolution, this kind of stuff is what really drives a revolution. The United States Supreme Court yesterday ruled in favor of this a-hole from the Westboro Baptist Church, saying, quote, "The First Amendment upholds the right to protest outside of military funerals."
Yeah.
And it, by the way, was an 8-1 vote.
Let me tell you something. That just goes to show the beauty of our system.
Well, the beauty of the system in this circumstance, whether people understand the beauty of it. See, I don't think people, because the school system is as bad as it is, really do understand how the system works. They hear this and they go to from a slow boil to a medium boil to a high boil. By the way, for those who don't know the background of this, the Westboro Baptist Church is in Topeka, Kansas. And the family, this guy named Fred Phelps and his daughter, who are both lunatics, crazier than Charlie Sheen, if you can imagine anything that is crazier than Charlie Sheen. These people have been going around the country, and they have caused immense pain to grieving families, mostly of military funerals, military families. Now, this specific case came about as the father of a dead Marine sued them. They picketed at his son's funeral. Remember this whole thing? It was a year and a half or so ago.
It was in Westminster, Maryland, just up the street here.
So the justices in the Supreme Court said that the speech or whatever it was, their activities, is protected because the protests were on a matter of public concern on public property and conducted in a peaceful manner. Well, I'm not sure about all of it being in a peaceful manner. The church continues to do this, says it will continue now. They've been given a shot in the arm. You'll see them, these two idiots, on television today, all over the place. There'll be lots
of
stuff
they
on the internet.
God, thank God.
God was behind this.
Right, God was behind it. God
knows what is right, and he has decided.
So anyway,
I sound like Nixon.
Sean Connery a little.
Yeah.
God, they're protesting because they want people to know that God is punishing our nation because we tolerate homosexuality. That's all this is about. These whack jobs, homophobes.
But true. But
that's what it's about.
Do you believe that the court made the right decision? I know we hate them. We cannot stand these people.
I don't.
They are maggots.
I can't. Yeah, they are maggots.
But
they really are.
Free speech is free speech, man.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you're
endangering
somebody,
it has to be applied universally. It has to be applied.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the Supreme Court is wrong. What I'm saying is, and please tell me whether you think I'm right or wrong. 800-510-8255. What I'm saying is that people who don't really understand the system, who don't understand the nuances of what free speech, there are people everywhere, on both sides, by the way, of the political spectrum, who are trying to shut down free speech. So a lot of people who are on the left that want to shut down certain right-wing nut jobs on the radio.
They would like to shut us down. They wouldn't let us talk about this.
They would not like the people that are on the right would like to shut down these sorts of conversations because, of course, everything to do with God in their mind is right, and everybody else who doesn't believe in God is a blasphemer, which is what Phelps called me when we had our very short
conversation right?
on the air. This is what we're really talking about here, in my estimation, is not religion, but education. Education is the key to the future of our country or any country. The countries that have the most problems are the ones that have the least amount of educated people, and therefore the least number of people. Most of the time, education is a coefficient of people working, making a living, and existing on their own. In governments where they try to keep the people under control, they don't educate them, and there's no real money available for their sustenance. One of the things about the Saudis, if you look at what's going on in the world, the protests here, there, and everywhere, the Saudis, even though there is a good deal of unemployment, they distribute the money a little bit differently among the people in Saudi Arabia, and because the royal family is so big, they have a different sort of control or relationship with the public in general than do places like Libya, where Gaddafi is all by himself, or in Egypt, where the Mubarak's were all by themselves. And it's a different reality. But I'm telling you, this kind of thing, because, Richie, it isn't understood by the masses. They see this, and they are wild. And it, you know what? I'm wild about it.
Freedom of speech,
but these people,
no, I was the same way. When I saw it, I was like, oh, my. And then I just thought about it for a minute, and I'm like, you know what? You got to give the bad with the good. And
I remember what Gerald Ford said after he pardoned, when he became the new president, he pardoned Richard Nixon. He said, the system works. Not popular, but that's the way the system is. And if you want it to work, then that's, you know, what you have to live with. You got to live with stuff like this. 800-510-8255. This is a small fundamentalist congregation, about 70 members. That's it.
And now
they say they will increase their protesting.
You and I both believe one thing that trumps all of this.
Mm.
Karma is a
reckoned
with, man. And it's, you know, we may not like what's happening, but, you know, when you're a good person, good things come to you. When you're a bad person, bad things come sooner or later.
And interestingly enough, the high court said that cities and states can limit these pickets, however. It'd be interesting to see how that all shakes out. Anyway, your thoughts, if you will. I think this is much more important for American discussion today than the waste of time that is Charlie Sheen. And so we move on with your thoughts, calls, and comments at 14 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Jennifer and Richie here as well.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Are you in sales, or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay. So what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are, it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if, with one phone call, you could actually get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle, and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie from Info Group, America's leading provider of sales leads, plus money-making email and direct mail solutions. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads you need. And right now, they'll give you a free trial just for calling.
Call Sales Genie at 1-800-941-9293 and get your free trial. Call 1-800-941-9293. 1-800-941-9293. Again, that's 1-800-941-9293.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
17 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and Doug and Elvis, Richie. Elvis has not left the building.
That's right. He is in the house.
He's heard this all of his life. Elvis, I'm sorry for your name.
That's pretty funny still. I mean, I'm double nickel, but it's still funny.
Good.
Well, let me ask. Your screener told me that you could buy pepper spray on the open market.
Hold on, wait a minute.
You can buy pepper spray.
Just a second, please. How did you get into a conversation with my screener about
Answered the phone?
Why would you have?
That's the lovely and vivacious Michael Fortier.
Why would you engage with him in a conversation about pepper spray?
Michael knows about pepper
spray. I think that these people who do this thing at the funerals, Westboro nuts, somebody should just get some pepper spray, drive right by him, and let him have it.
I agree with you.
I do too.
You know,
that's freedom. That's freedom. That's expression. Is that considered expression, or is that considered an aggravated assault?
That's an assault.
Well, what are
Fine
they doing?
Line.
I mean, it's just disgusting and despicable.
What do you think? Let me ask you something, Elvis. The most important thing conversationally in your life today, when you go about your business, you go to work, or you're hanging around with friends, when you talk about stuff that's going on, what do you think the number one conversation topic, the number one conversational item will be during the day today with you and your friends, your circle of friends?
Well, freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm. Because of this?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They'll be more interested in this than talking about Charlie Sheen?
Well, it's kind of hard not to laugh, but...
Well, in terms of how it impacts your life, the weather, for example, in Florida today, how's that going to impact your life?
Well, I don't have to have an umbrella.
Okay, that's good. And what about your ability to pay all of your bills? How does that impact your life? You have plenty of money to pay all your bills?
No, actually I don't, but okay. I'm making it. I'm working two jobs.
All right.
Actually, I just finished delivering newspapers. I'm on my way home.
You are?
Yeah.
All right.
Then I
got to
go to work at 9 o'clock.
All right. So, what did the headline in the newspaper there? Where are you? What city are you near?
Sarasota.
Okay. So, is the Tampa paper the number one paper there?
No, I'm going to say the Sarasota Herald, where I deliver.
Sarasota. Okay. So, what's the headline on the Sarasota Herald today? Above the fold, across the top of the paper, what's the headline?
Some laboratory picked Sarasota County to start their business.
Oh, that's good news.
That's the bold print in the Sarasota Herald.
Good. So that means there are more jobs that impact Sarasota more than Charlie Sheen impacts Sarasota and maybe even the funeral picketers. All right, so it's good to know what's going on in the rest of the world. It isn't just all about Charlie.
I still say drive by pepper spray.
Okay. Me too.
That's my word, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, we got it. Thank
right
you for the call. 800-510-8255. 2020 News Quiz coming up in a moment on Good Day.
HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Where are you?
Which famous singer was ejected from Graceland by security guards in 1976? Billy Joel, James Bowie?
Is that one of the options? Is he one of the options? Since we were playing this song.
So let me get this straight.
You just gave the answer with the song you asked for?
You play a Bruce Springsteen song and then ask that question and Bruce Springsteen is the answer? What a maroon. Die. Let me see you. I think it's Elton John. Die.
Shut up. Will the two of you just be quiet?
See, I suffer from short-term memory loss.
Short-term memory. I don't believe this.
No, it's true. I forget things almost instantly. It runs in my family. I mean, at least I think it does.
Join the party. Doug Steffens, good day. Won't you don't make me feel like I'm the only
one. What happened to our American Idol sounder, Richie?
Like I wanted to hear the music right away.
Really? Mm-hmm. No, it is. That's not true. You forgot it.
Not a little button staring at me right in the face.
Yeah,
right.
Busted.
Okay. American Idol from last night. The top 12 girls. Should we refer to them, Jennifer, as women? Is it insulting to refer to them as girls?
What do they say, ladies' night?
Most of them are girls. Oh, my gosh. They're youngins.
Yeah, here's the realization that slaps you in the face, Jennifer. They're younger than you.
No, the realization is, oh, my God, I could be that girl's mother.
Yeah. All right, Tatanisa Wilson performing here. Crank it up, Richie. See if we like this. I guess we don't.
I'm late for that.
Apparently, Steven and J-Lo liked this performance, but Randy did not. Well, that's part of life.
Doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, it's just another somebody else yelling on a note or two. All right, here's Nayama. Hello. What are the names? What do we have for names here? We got... Let me see if there's like a...
Yeah, there's no Mary.
Naima Adepado. Oh, I meant Adedapo.
Ashton Jones. I was saying Lauren Turner. Okay, we get to them later on. I'm just trying to find somebody that, you know, and my daughter would be
racist.
Screaming at me right now.
Racist.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Everybody likes these names.
Where's John Smith at?
It's so weird to watch. Last night, you know, we played the cuts from the boys' night yesterday on the air.
Yes,
and then
did.
Watching the show on TV last night, like I did, and clearing it off my DVR, it is a completely different experience. It is so, you have to do both. You have to see how they equate on the radio and how they equate on TV.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Is it Naima Adepado?
Naima Adepado.
Let's just call her Naima.
Okay, Naima.
One more time. And the living is easy.
Not bad.
I like this.
Not bad.
This I don't pay.
Everybody does this song every year.
Yeah.
It is, sorry.
Your daddy's rich. Don't I wish. And yo.
But you know what? This song requires, this is not a good choice for a young person, because
no,
this song requires life experiences.
Although I will tell you,
the feel of it.
I still remember, oh shoot, Jennifer, what's her name, who did it first?
Fantasia?
Summertime?
Fantasia.
Yeah.
Fantasia did it
first. This is a song that's been around for
an American Idol.
This is
an American Idol
monster. Plantation song.
Yeah, no. Settle down there, Buster. When Fantasia was the first to do it on American Idol, she knocked it out of the park.
Okay.
I mean, this was the one that got her up to the top.
All right, so the judges are okay with her performance. Next up, Kendra Chantel performing on the Idol.
It's impossible to love you.
She's a pretty boy.
Not a good song for her, though, necessarily. All right, the judges seem to like her from what I'm seeing here. You can report back tomorrow after you've watched it tonight, Jennifer. Rachel Zavita up next.
Okay, now this one I like.
Yeah, me too.
Is it a Broadway song?
No.
What's the song from? I don't know the song.
Oh, yeah. What? It's a Criminal. Oh, my gosh. This is Fiona Apple song. What a cool adaptation.
Who's Fiona Apple?
She had a couple of hits a while ago.
Are you a dipper or a squeezer? It's time to find out. Heinz Dip and Squeeze Ketchup, the innovative new ketchup package that allows for both dipping and squeezing, is now available in Chick-fil-A restaurants nationwide. To celebrate, Friday, March 4th, 2011, is being declared Free Friday at Chick-fil-A. Ketchup lovers who ask for Heinz Dip and Squeeze Ketchup at all restaurants on March 4th between the hours of 2 and 4 p.m. local time will receive a free medium order of Chick-fil-A waffle potato fries. Limit one per customer. The new Dip and Squeeze package holds three times as much Heinz ketchup as the traditional packet to make meals more convenient and less messy. For more information on Free Friday, visit the Heinz Ketchup and Chick-fil-A Facebook pages. To find a Chick-fil-A restaurant near you, visit chickfilA.com or the restaurant locator on HeinzKetchup.com.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
An admission.
Uh-oh.
800-510-8255, by the way, is always the way to be in touch with us. Or email to Doug at DougStefan.com, or you can send some email to Jennifer Horn. That'd be cool. Jennifer at DougStefan.com, Rich at DougStefan.com. So I'm here in New York, and last night after I had dinner, wonderful, very interesting tomato soup, along with an extraordinarily unique
grilled cheese sandwich.
No, I didn't. Oh. I had this spinach salad.
Oh,
with mushrooms and stuff. Very interesting dressing on it. So then I come back to my room and I turn on the History Channel, History International, in fact. And the History Channel is focused on, as oftentimes I've seen this sort of stuff before, but it seems to become more and more a theme for whatever the reason. The extinction of life on Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we like to know about our own doom.
Yeah.
Right. And this is, by the way, this is stuff that, for whatever the reason, obviously it's compelling for somebody or they wouldn't keep producing these things. The essence of what they were saying, what this program is putting forth, is that we here on the Earth are definitely heading for another mass extinction. Say it again, Doug.
Sure.
Extinction event. And it could be as soon as 300 years from now. It's the sixth time that this has happened. And so what they did was go through the Earth over the last 4 billion years or so, and how the planet's basic core and the shelf over the core and the structure over the shelf, basically the crust, has moved, changed, switched. And where I'm in New York City, so this was of interest to me just because I was thinking about what they were pointing out. New York's Central Park, for example, and the entire island of Manhattan is one big chunk of granite, one big chunk of rock that was brought about by the continental shelves colliding and leaving all of this rock, this bedrock here. The only reason that this city has been built the way that it is, and that three other cities around the world have been built as they are, is because the collision of the various, when the New York and this area where we are used to be down at the equator, If you can imagine this, just close your eyes for a minute if you're driving, don't do that. But otherwise, imagine where we are. I'm in the northeast section at the moment of this country. But think about Boston, New York, Philadelphia being basically down where Havana is, because that's what used to be the case. And Morocco was, what is now Morocco, was where New York is now. So that the animals that were around billions of years ago walked across what is now New York and into Morocco. Because can you even imagine it?
Right.
Think about it. Morocco, which is 3,000 miles away from New York. I've flown from New York to Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
It takes about 7 hours. And you imagine that was, it's hard for us to do because we're so used to looking at the Earth the way that it is now. But the Earth has not always looked the way that it looks now. But that's the information that's so interesting and compelling forces us into looking at this place that we call home and how it has changed over the years, the millions and millions and billions of years. And so you can understand how it's possible. If, in fact, the whole plate system of the planet has shifted that much over the years, and the last ice age, which was only 20-some-odd thousand years ago, sent down all of this crust of ice, basically down to about where you are, Richie, from Greenland entirely covering Canada and down into the north. The Great Lakes were covered, and that's what left the last deposit of rock where we are in New York. But there were pictures. If you walk through Central Park, and I was thinking about this because I've walked through Central Park hundreds of times. When I was dating Hillary, we'd be here all the time, take Charlotte for walks over there. It was really kind of cool. And I was remembering over by the little baseball area there, there are these rocks that sit on top of the rocks that crop out of the ground. And the rocks that have been there, they've been studying them. They've been sitting in exactly the same place since the Ice Age 20,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Haven't moved or been touched. So you can imagine, if only they could talk. I mean, use your imagination.
Yeah, what they've seen.
Those rocks have seen in terms of what's been wandering around what is now Central Park in New York. And we all think of history as yesterday or last week or last month or last year or last century or whatever.
Or even 50 years ago, yeah.
Even 5,000
years ago. 500 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. But
interesting.
Fascinating.
Sean and I have been reading this book that he picked out when we went to the bookstore a few weeks ago on volcanoes.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been learning about the Earth's crust and what's really deep down in the middle of the Earth.
He realizes that the Earth's crust is different than the crust that's in his eyes when he wakes up in the morning.
Or the crust that's on his pizza that he eats at night.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about this in years, but I mean, to realize that the Earth's crust is anywhere from 3 miles to 42 miles thick, and then under that, it's just a flaming ball of lava.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It is so crazy.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. All right. It's time. We've got only a short time if I'm going to stick to my 2020 rule. The 2020 news quiz. Who's Charlie Harper is the question. 800-510-8255. Identify, please, Charlie Harper. And why is he important? 800-510-8255. Simple, straightforward. You get it or you get it, or you don't get it or you don't get it, okay? Who is Charlie Harper and why is he of import? 800-510-8255. If you're just joining us, we've been talking a little bit about the Westboro Baptist Church and the Supreme Court saying it was okay for the funeral picketers to do their thing. 8-1 vote. A lot of people cranked up about that. I don't know if there's much different going. The Gaddafi thing. The only thing that seems to be different today than yesterday is Secretary of Defense suggesting, because they sent a couple of big warships over there, that maybe we need to go in if he's going to continue to slaughter his own people. We ought to, as humanitarians, go in with the other people in the world that have any kind of military at all and relieve the pressure or fix the problem or somehow deal with it. That's a dicey deal, especially when the people there say they don't want us. It would appear they don't want the United States involved. And so you get back to this business about the U.S. being the policeman of the world And, you know, do we really do these things because we're humanitarians, or we really do it because we want to control the situation? And there's really no way of figuring it out, because you don't really know what people are thinking. You don't really know what motivates people. They can say one thing and do something else, because that's just part of the human condition. But is it a good idea for us to go over there? No, because the only real reason we go over there is because of the oil. And you saw what it got us in Iraq. And so why would we do it? When are we going to wake up? Why aren't there, instead of all of the protests, the energy that was behind the protesting by the unions, you know, the union people, the state workers versus the private workers unionized, and all of that hoopla, which continues, by the way, in Wisconsin and many other states. Why aren't there more people? Why isn't there as much energy put, if you'll pardon the pun, toward trying to force our country away from foreign sources of oil? Why don't we do that? Why do we not expend as much energy in trying to fix that? Look at the cost of the gasoline you buy today.
See, and we were talking about this a little bit the other day, and I wonder whether we keep buying oil from these countries that want to attack us,
you said, right?
To keep them under our thumb. Because if we don't pay them billions and billions of dollars a year for their oil, all of a sudden we leave and they've got all this money to be able to say, all right, we have no reason to love the Americans anymore.
Yeah. So is that more important than taking care of our own country and our own people?
Are we taking care of our own country? Because we're keeping them at bay because they are beholden to us because of all the billions of dollars they make off of us.
We'd be drilling in every area we could in Alaska and Wyoming, Colorado, and offshore, and everywhere else.
All right, so listen to this and tell me what you think of this.
Thank you, Rich Brass.
Every 4 years to 8 years, we get a new president. Mm-hmm. And every 4 years to 8 years, we have a new person running for president that says they're going to make changes. Yet they don't. Yeah. They always keep doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. And my philosophy is once they get behind that big desk in the Oval Office and the CIA walks in and the military walks in and opens up these secret folders who says, here's the deal. They go,
Can't really change anything. Yeah.
Can't really do much about that then. All right, so what do we do to make it seem like we are trying to do anything without doing it? I think that they have pretty much backed themselves into a corner, and if you walk out of the Middle East and don't give them another nickel, it creates total havoc.
And right, so maybe what we do is we have the mass extinction instead of 300 years, we have it tomorrow. Hmm? It's coming sooner or later anyway. Might as well hold your breath and have a good time. 800-510-8255. We find out who Charlie Harper is in a minute, and then Dr. Ken is going to visit with us as well here on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
It's Macy's one-day sale Saturday with a preview day Friday with hundreds of items on sale store-wide. Take 30 to 50% plus an extra 15% off all fine jewelry. Fally and Warner's bras, 40% off. Plus, take 50% off Izod and Via Europa polos and wovens. And our entire stock of pillows, 60% off. Save 50 to 80% on fashion clearance and shoes for him and her. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. Sarah from Detroit, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Mermaid. Listen, you gotta help me. My adorable mother-in-law is coming over, and I need to whip up the world's best dinner fast, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see, what's the best tuna? Chicken of the Sea.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
800-510-8255 on the Good Day program at 13 before the hour. Unfortunately, I was not correct about Dr. Ken. He will not be here, but that's okay. We're going to find out who Charlie Harper is, and that certainly will carry the day. Here's Joel calling Good Day. Hello, Joel. Welcome. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm well. How about you?
Good.
All right. Are you with us, Joel, or not?
I'm here.
All right.
Hi, Joel.
Hey.
Hi.
Let's make quick work of this. Who's Charlie Harper?
He's Jim Bob on the Waltons.
Jim Bob on the Waltons.
Really?
There we go. Interesting. No, that's not the correct answer.
He might be, but it's not the one.
All right. Morgan, hi. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir.
Charlie Harper is an artist that was born in Creek, West Virginia. I think he's now deceased.
Really? How'd you find that out?
Maybe.
Because he was a friend of my uncle's. Made posters for the Park Service. I think he had a stamp, maybe a lot of wildlife pictures.
Yeah, let's see, we found all these Charlie Harpers this morning.
Yeah, these probably are all real Charlie Harpers. Yes, all right. Not the one we're looking for. Bill, who do you think Charlie Harper is?
Charlie Harper is Charlie Sheen's alter ego. No, he's the character on Two and a Half Men.
Charlie Harper is Charlie Sheen, or is played by Charlie Sheen. I promised earlier that I would not talk about Charlie Sheen today and hopefully ever again much. But this was my way of getting around into the back door.
Of talking about him.
You knew that I kind of knew what was going on. Yeah, Charlie Harper is the character played by Charlie Sheen on Two and a Half Men. So as you watch all this stuff unfolding, Bill, whether you pay much attention to it or not, what do you think about our own mental state here in America if we pay as much? I'm obviously putting a pejorative spin on the question, so you can give me whatever answer you want to. Is this fun for you? Is this silly? Is it sad? Does it make you crazy? What is it? How do you react to all of this coverage, all this attention, all this discussion of Charlie Sheen?
Well, I've got kind of mixed feelings about the whole thing. I mean, it is sad. The overall moral state of our country is not quite what it used to be. But at the same time, I also feel that the media kind of loves things like this. They become like piranhas, you know, when they toss a hamburger into the pool. So,
but you talk about the morality of it all. When you see on the front page of any number of papers a picture of Charlie Sheen with these two quote-unquote goddesses that he's living with, and you think, okay, so what does that mean? What do kids think when they know what goddesses are? Is a couple of prostitutes that he's got living with him. But we all just kind of chuckle, oh, that Charlie Sheen, that crazy guy. It's so fun to watch him self-destruct. Wherefore go him lest you go the same direction.
So, but here's what's got me confused is yesterday when after his kids got taken away, it was a whole new Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. Sure was. He was more in control.
He was absolutely in control. He wasn't off the ledge, which makes me wonder how much of this is an act and how much of this is really just crazy kooky.
It costs him a lot of money if it's an act. It's going to affect the value and popularity of that show in reruns. Bill, thank you.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend Your Life. 53 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with a focus on technology. How many of you saw the pictures or the video of Steve Jobs, pretty frail looking, but he appeared in person yesterday to introduce the iPad 2, said we've been working on this product for a while and I didn't want to miss this event. The iPad is dramatically faster and thinner than the original. Plus, it will not only work on the 3G network at AT&T, but also on Verizon. And would they expand it, do you think, beyond that to Sprint and T-Mobile? It would, if they were smart, they would, right?
I would assume someday that they would. But they make these deals with these companies. So, I mean, there's got to be some exclusivity.
$4.99 the cost, Richie. You want me to buy one of these, right?
I'm buying one.
Yeah. What happened to the other one that you have?
I don't have one yet.
Oh, I thought you did.
I have iPhone, iPod, and iMac.
So there's a new kind of MacBook protective case that they're using.
Yeah,
it's called a smart cover.
It's neat. It's got like these little magnetic hinges on it.
Yeah.
So that it just kind of snaps to the edge, and then it's like a every inch or so, it's got like a little fold over thing so that it just lays on, and it's soft or leather, and it just lays on top of the thing. And as soon as you peel back that cover, boom, things right on.
Now,
I watched the whole video on the Apple site last night.
Here's the situation that is interesting. We usually talk about it in terms of having it for our own personal use. But apparently, and what got me thinking about this is last night I'm in my New York office with a bunch of the guys that work there. And they all have iPads.
Mm-hmm.
And they had them out. Jeff was working with one. He takes out. And it got me to thinking about how much this little tablet is being used by big companies or small companies being used in
business.
We thought about it before in terms of how it personally worked. Now, I'm thinking of getting one because when I'm on the road, I can use it to get news and all my email and things like that. And plus the fact you can use it for movies on the plane, right?
Absolutely. They're big in business. Businesses use them in all kinds of applications.
Yeah, right. So, all right, that would increase
They're using them as a tool to help fight, but help cure autism. They have realized that kids with autism are really connecting with these things, and they're using them to try and reach them and teach them right now.
Here's what I am interested in is what you can load into them, because obviously I want a lot of stuff that's going to apply to me in the radio world and how I need to be connected to certain things, information, but also things about stations, that sort of thing that I need to know in the course of normally doing my business. But some of these companies have, for example, Mercedes, the first day bought some of these iPads to see if they could keep track of transactions on the showroom floors. They put them right on top of the cars, and they do their deals on the, you know, they hold on to these things.
Sure.
And
the salesman, I'll walk
through all of the work.
Sure.
Isn't that, it's kind of amazing, isn't
it? Well, on March 11th, the new iPad 2 will be
available.
Orders.
Yeah. And you can order it.
Well, you can't order it until March 11th, and then they will be available in the stores at 5 p.m. on March 11th. So you can either go to the store.
$4.99.
Wait in line. They're starting at $4.99 for the Wi-Fi.
Where do they make these, and how do they make them?
That's a good question. I don't know where they make
Anybody
them.
Anybody know? 800-510-8255. Okay, some more tech talk here. Go to DougStephan.com. Today, when you're checking a lot of things out, like our poll, et cetera, check out the world's first eye-controlled laptop. Did you see that? Check that out. The first, you don't have to, I suppose using your eye kind of like as the key when you see these scans, the eye scans, and that's the only way you can get into a highly secretive office or something like that. I think that's what the technology is. The first eye control laptop. What do you see, Jennifer, when you check it out?
The eye control.
Yeah.
Laptop.
I can't get out of the computer.
Did you see also yesterday there was news
so cool.
about the car that you can drive with your brain.
With your eyes.
Yeah. Right. It's the same sort of thing.
That's really
By the way,
cool.
Speaking
it's
of,
scary.
Yeah.
What if you
driving.
Think about driving off a bridge?
Well, you think about it and it goes, what happens if you're not paying attention and you're texting? 19% admit to using the web while they're driving. You know how, who is it says, is it Donald? Who hooks, Tony, my pal Tony, hooks up his internet, his laptop, and listens to us in the car on his way to Toledo. So that's probably not going to be as distracting as actually typing things in or using
right.
it. But State Farm Insurance says if they catch somebody using the web or computers while they're driving, they're going to cancel their insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So that's something to be aware of. But more and more people, man, I'll tell you, 400,000 people injured, distracted by using some of these devices while they're driving last year. 59 past the hour on Good Day.